listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 7:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
A legal battle is brewing between the state and candidate for governor, Phil Lyman. The state says Lyman's choice for lieutenant governor is not eligible because he recently lived and voted in Idaho.
Lyman fired back with a lawsuit, which centers around wording in the state constitution. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston begins our live team coverage. Peter?
Amanda, I'm at the courthouse where this case is going to be adjudicated, but the Utah State Constitution says no one can run for top state positions unless, quote, that person is a qualified voter and has been a resident citizen of the state for 5 years next preceding the election. In English, the Lieutenant Governor's Office interprets that as a requirement for a candidate to live in Utah 5 years straight before they run. State Representative Phil Lyman's running mate, Lane Bingerter, has said he moved to Utah from Idaho in 2021. Now, I spoke with Senator Todd Weiler, and he said that a case in Utah in 2014 actually has an effect on this.
This Tom Lee, who's the older brother of Mike Lee, wrote that there's the constitutional requirement for, you know, one of these constitutional officers is that you live in Utah for the 5 years preceding the election.
Representative Lyman has pointed to an Ohio case where the Supreme Court out there has said that the language actually means that it's just 5 years at any point before they declare their candidacy. Reporting live from the courthouse in Salt Lake City, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Radio's Michael Commit continues our live team coverage with a look at Lane Bangeter's involvement in Idaho politics. Michael?
Tim, back in 2020, Bangeter was busy gathering support for then-President Donald Trump's reelection. He became quite the vocal point, as you can hear from WDBJ7 in Virginia.
I am proud to cast all of Idaho's votes, 32 votes, to Donald John Trump.
Bangeter was even selected to represent Idaho for the Republican National Convention in 2020. He eventually moved back to Utah in 2021. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
Phil Lyman pulled off the big win Saturday among delegates at the GOP state convention, but Governor Spencer Cox still is seeing a lot of support among Republicans statewide in a new poll.
NPI's latest Utah public opinion polls finds Governor Cox way ahead among a sampling of Republicans with an opinion, 81%, over second place State Representative Phil Lyman at 6%. Data shows strongest Republican support from ages 65 plus at 69% support. Also in the 60 percentile range, people with household incomes of greater than $100,000, parents with children over the age of 18. NPI's research also shows strong support for the governor from independents and members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. We're learning new details this morning about the four officers killed during a shootout while trying to serve a warrant in North Carolina.
The Marshals Task Force was made up of federal agents and other officers from the region. A member of the Marshals Service was among the four officers killed, along with two officers from the State Department of Adult Correction and Charlotte Police Officer Joshua Iyer, who'd been with the department for 6 years.
He survived by his wife, Ashley, and his three-year-old son, Andrew.
According to the Fraternal Order of Police, this year is on pace to set a record for police officers shot.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley says the suspect was also killed during that standoff.
A fire near the Oak Grove campground in the mountains above Leeds in southern Utah has grown to 22 acres. Utah Fire Info says the fire is still 0% contained, but no buildings are threatened. A Type 3 incident team is fighting the fire, and it was believed to have started after an all-terrain vehicle caught fire.
Several Utah County cities have banded together to explore splitting off from the Alpine School District. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with the details. Adam?
Tim, last night, Highland City signed off on an interlocal agreement with Cedar Hills, Alpine, Lehigh, Draper, and American Fork to explore splitting off and becoming their own school district. We also know that Saratoga Springs, Eagle Mountain, Fairfield, and Cedar Ford have been looking into something similar on their own. Now, Highland Mayor Kurt Osler tells KSL News Radio if the district wanted to split, every voter in the district would have a say, but if select cities pursue a split on their own, only voters within those cities would decide.
When you can get a little bit more local and where you have a local school district, they'll respond to things or they're, you know, it helps the students. This is not a play or a power play by the city.
Now, the school board is expected to meet this morning, actually just in about 25 minutes or so, and they're expected to discuss how they want to move forward on the district's future. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.